Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast. I'm Emma. Today we have an interesting update about a leadership change in the aerospace industry. Daniel, do you have any details to share?
Yes, Emma, we're looking at a recent change in management at MAPAL Tooling Thailand. Michael Loflad has taken over from James Tan, who has retired after a long and successful career. Michael is also managing the Japanese operations at the same time. It's a significant move for the company.
I see, so James Tan has been with MAPAL for over 25 years, right? Starting from 1995. He played a big role in establishing the company's presence in Malaysia and Indonesia as well. That's quite an achievement.
Exactly, he started by marketing German products in Southeast Asia. Then he became the technical support manager, providing training and support across the region. His efforts were instrumental in the growth of MAPAL in Southeast Asia.
And now Michael Loflad is stepping into this role. He's been the managing director in Japan since the start of 2024. He has over 20 years of experience in Asia, which should be a big advantage for the company.
Right, Michael will now be managing both the Japanese and Thai subsidiaries. His experience in various management positions across Asia means he's well equipped to take on this additional responsibility.
It's interesting to see how experienced leaders like James and Michael are shaping the company's growth in the region. This leadership transition must have been carefully planned to ensure continuity.
Definitely, James's retirement at the end of April marks the end of an era, but with Michael's expertise, the company is in good hands to continue growing in Southeast Asia.
That's a great summary, Daniel. It's clear that both individuals have contributed significantly to the company's success in the region. Thanks for the update.
My pleasure. It's always fascinating to see how leadership changes impact company growth and regional strategies. Until next time, Emma.
And we'll be back with more aerospace news next week. Stay tuned.